Hello, and thank you for tuning in. Welcome to our raw, spicy, and juicy podcast, Outspoken! Four, three, two, one. You will not be disappointed.
Level up, 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 level up. All this on me so yummy, all this sauce so yummy. No, you want this yummy, yummy all in your tongue.
Why say in my room? Okay. Was that your room?
No, it's down there. Okay, never mind. But hi, guys!
So we're coming in the air, we don't know what's
literally
going on, but hi, how's everybody? Is everybody okay?
If you're wondering why we was a bit like off when we started, it's because the address has popped up. I don't know if anyone's done the new iPhone update. The address has popped up, which is really creepy
we're
recording.
Yeah, so we were a bit shaken by this, but not stirred.
It is what it is, Sha.
We were shaken, but not stirred, man.
Yeah, fucking bro.
Bond.
Come in.
You get me?
Come
get
through.
Me. Yeah, come through like this. Yes.
Yeah. It's your girl Gia.
And it's Siobhan. How are you guys? Hope you guys are alright.
I'm gravy.
You good?
I'm so gravy.
Good.
I'm happy.
Good.
The Lord is blessing me.
Amen.
Cool. How about you?
I'm good. Guys, I just got my teeth done. So if I sound a bit weird. That's the reason for the season.
And by the way, guys, when I mean they look peng, like they don't even glow in the dark.
Stop it.
They don't look like plasticine teeth.
Like, who's this? Come
Listen,
on.
It's a new woman. Bride price has gone up. More goats and more sheep added to the batch.
She said bride price has gone
Dowry's
up.
Dowry's gone up, fam. Dowry's gone up. Sorry.
Don't kill me like this. Don't
Sorry.
Kill me like this.
It's stress for the man that wants her because it's gone up.
Don't kill me like this, honestly. But yeah, let's get into it, guys.
Yeah.
Hope you guys are well. Let's get right into it.
Okay.
So we'll start with headlines today, yeah?
Headlines. Oh, it's bare gory today. I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
But
keep
I just feel like
we can do this.
Some stories, they needed to be...
Need some light.
We need to raise an awareness, and I feel so sorry for this guy. So a British student has been jailed for life, for spying. Yeah, so Matthew Hedges, a 31-year-old.
Oh, he's 31.
He's 31
oh,
years old.
Kids.
No. He's 31 years old. He's a PhD student. He's been jailed in life in United Arab Emirates.
Wow.
I don't even know like where they got this.
Mm.
But initially, my man went out there to just do some work on his thesis in Middle Eastern studies in Durham University. So he's doing his PhD, do you know what I mean? He went out there, and I think it's a case of, right, because he's probably asking a lot of questions, he's trying to find out a lot of information.
Oh, okay.
They've
like
got
that.
Really skeptical and thought, right,
why
he's a spy.
Like
and his age as well doesn't really help because.
Oh, is the student's younger than
he's
him?
He's a student.
But
not even it's not even that, but like if you think about it, just think you're a country, you've got a foreigner here, they're asking mad questions, they're not student like, So when you think of student, you always think 18 to 25,
He's
31. I know PhD, obviously, you do
you're
when you're much older, but you try explaining it to them, do you know what I mean? It's not, do you know what I mean? Like, especially like. With when it comes to Arabs, I feel like they get their education done quite
quickly.
So you'd have a PhD by 25.
Wow.
I know people with PhDs by 25. Not saying that he's late. I'm not saying that he's late.
No, not at all.
That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah,
but
just saying,
I
that
see
country is a bit different
where
the
they would have got their suspicions. Do you know what I mean?
Wow.
So basically, like obviously, you know, my thoughts go out to Matthew and his family, and I pray that God gives him.
What's his full name?
His name is Matthew Hedges. So if you can
Matthew
Google,
Hedges.
I haven't to be honest. I've been really sloppy today. I haven't really done any research like in regards to how we can help, but I'm very sure there's like some sort of campaign going on or some sort of petition
Something.
That
yeah.
you can sign in order to get this like prompted. I think it's already been put at Theresa May's feet, but
just
to get like a bigger light because he's British. And life is not a joke.
It's not a joke.
It's not like they're saying,
And it's not in a British prison.
And you know,
in Dubai prison.
He's been in solitary confinement now for 5 months.
What?
He had no trial.
I've never heard of this in my life.
He had barely a trial. He had no access to a lawyer.
Wow.
And the trial was 5 minutes.
What?
Their verdict was come up.
So where's
so
his family?
Mad.
What's his family saying?
He's from Exeter. He's actually got a wife as well, which makes life even worse. I don't really know much about his family, but, you know, they're most probably distraught.
Yeah,
but his wife is doing everything in her power to campaign. But I just read it and I thought, wow, like...
What is going on?
You know, we laugh at these things, but it could be... it could be you.
Exactly. It could like, be anybody. It can
easily
yeah.
be you.
And when no one's actually listening to your for real. Case is for real. Hard. Like for 5 months solitary yeah. confinement.
Yeah, yeah. So that's all I've got to say on the matter, and I really wish the best for
his case. Yeah, we pray for him and his situation. Definitely. For real.
And his wife, just in case you want to look for his wife, his wife's name is Daniela Tejada. Her surname is spelled Tejada. So in case she's got anything like a GoFundMe up or whatever.
Yeah, so they don't have the same surname.
Just in
so,
case, yeah.
Okay.
So his is Matthew Hedges. Yeah, they don't have the same surname.
Okay.
Look at you.
What do you mean? What
Sherlock. The next headlines is students.
Okay.
Students want to know. It's bare, you know, I didn't even realise, you know. This is actually a coincidence.
Mm-mm.
Students want to know
yeah.
where their tuition fees are going. So a report from the Higher Education Policy...
This is serious, you know.
A report from the Higher Education Policy Institute indicated that around 44% of the tuition is being spent on teaching. And I'm like, where's the other 56?
Exactly. And on teaching, really?
What was your uni experience? Really? Do you feel like you got value for money?
No, you know I don't think I did either. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think, you know, it's a bit of a shock to the system.
Right.
Going from, even just from A-level to uni. Because it's like, you realise that, rah, like, if your teachers are non-existent.
Right.
You're doing a lot of things on your own. And they encourage, like, this kind of thing where, like, you have to do everything your own self-learning. Right. Which is nice. But at the same time, they're getting paid 50k.
Right.
Do you get what I'm saying? They're getting paid 45k, 50k, even more to be a lecturer.
Right.
And you're not giving me a full service.
Yeah.
The service that I'm getting is doing more my own kind of thing. Right. So I don't understand. Even their wage is a bit... Oh,
44%, that's a lot.
It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. So, yeah, so they're questioning where is it going. I want to know as well, where is this money going?
No, like, I don't feel like I got value for money. When I left, I didn't leave with the right tools that enabled me to work in the industry that I'm in.
Exactly.
I had to be self-taught, editing,
yes.
Photoshopping, self-taught, researching, self-taught.
Exactly.
None of this was... I just know about, like... the propaganda. I just know the history of TV, necessarily how to work in TV.
Do you know what I mean?
All that information I learned about John Reith is not needed.
Honestly, like
I've never used it.
So I feel like mine was very. It's quite archaic. That's what that's one thing that I would definitely say for media kind of studies.
Right.
I learned a lot about the history of film in America in the 1930s.
Imagine.
Which was nice. Don't get
it's nice to know,
But what do I need to know for how I get a job for today?
How
do I get into the industry today?
Now,
tell me some tips to make me get into the industry today.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong, I went to Staffordshire University.
Right.
And they had a lot of facilities for people of creative arts and stuff.
Right.
They kind of specialised in that kind of area. But at the same time, I didn't come back with any...
Actually,
a lot of things I had to do self-taught myself.
Right,
do you know what
I
mean? Maybe it was me as well. I didn't listen as much as I could have. But I don't think it was as resourceful as it could have been. Definitely.
Yes. They should have had, like... people that were in the industry come in and tell us, like, okay, this is what you do, this is what you have to do, etc. And it's so bad because I see a lot of students come out and they're totally empty.
Yeah.
And on top of that, like, I can only name, I'd say, about two people that I studied with, which was about a class of 500, that is actually in the industry.
In the industry,
I've only bumped into about two people.
Yeah, same.
And everybody's gone into either, I'm not saying these are bad professions, but I mean, it's not your degree, is it?
Exactly.
People have gone into nursing and other professions,
other things.
And it's like...
like,
that's
what's
because
happening?
They couldn't, they didn't know how to get in.
And that's because I didn't give up. Exactly.
That's the only reason why I got in.
Yeah, same
you know
with
I mean?
Me. And I feel like, you know what it is as well? I feel like one thing I've learned, like, working in media industries is that I could be sitting next to somebody that's on a geography degree. I could be sitting next to somebody that's on a horse degree. Like, no one is... people that's done media degrees
Do you know how that hurts me?
It's heartbreaking.
I was working with somebody that had a French degree.
That's what I'm saying. It's heartbreaking. And it's like, you ask them, what do you want to do? And
they
kind of fell into it. And it's like, wow, I've come from studying 3 years in a different town completely.
Yes.
My money's been burnt. I'm now in debt. Like, how much debt? My debt is, my street debt's not going down. I checked it the other day, it's still 20K. It was 20K 3 years ago.
Mine is 40.
Like, seriously.
It's maintenance, isn't it?
Oh, wow.
Yes, it's so mad.
It's mad. And you think to yourself, is that mad when you just think you're never going to pay off? You don't even care. Because if you think about it too long,
you stress yourself.
You'll die. You just come. ask you a thing, I've got 20 grand on my head.
It's true.
So there's
true.
No point, honestly.
It's true.
So yeah, we've got a question. Where is this money going and what is happening?
Yeah, us tell know. Us your thoughts, innit? Like, send in, let thoughts. Us know your experiences.
Send in your experiences, email us, let us know. Yeah, so for yeah, real. You know. Okay.
What's your headline?
The last headline is the Cheryl Cole business.
Okay. You need to fill me in because I'm not really too, like, known about this.
What's going on?
Yeah. So what happened?
But you know about Cheryl Cole. You've been reporting Cheryl Cole and Liam's story for me.
Yeah, but this one was... back. I just skim read it, like, it wasn't...
Is it?
I don't know the deets in it. So you fill me
in. Well, I fill you a little bit because I need to find out what people were saying to her.
Right,
I need to do my research on that because she put out a whole long post on Twitter saying this abuse that I've been getting is not called for.
Okay.
And I agree. Don't abuse anybody. Like, I feel like social media gives a lot of people a platform to talk.
By the way, sorry to interrupt, but did you watch the performance?
I did. Okay, you? Cool.
No, I didn't. So tell me how it was.
So you know what? Yeah, Cheryl's come back, innit?
Right.
In a new song
called
Love When We Do It.
Right. Okay.
And because I think I saw on YouTube first as well.
Okay.
I'm quite interested in her career. You're interested in her career.
Yeah, because she's the least talented. You need to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How did she make it, bro?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
For real, yeah.
So I saw the video. The video is very dated, and everybody on the YouTube comments were slewing it, were criticizing from top to.
What's wrong with it?
It's just dated, bruv. It's just like, it looks like it should be in 2008. Like, she went to 2008 and stayed there for a little bit longer.
No.
Like, it just looks dated. Even the font they use, it's dated.
Oh, no.
So people are saying that she looks mad as well. Her face looks a bit mad. Because they said she had some kind of surgery to her face, either her lips or... I don't know what it is, but her cheeks look very indented. Like, crazy indented. If you look at the video, it looks like, oh, you've done something to your face.
Oh,
so
my
people
gosh.
Have obviously been commenting on this.
Right.
And then now she had a performance done on Sunday's show.
Right.
And if the song itself doesn't bang, that's the thing.
Okay.
The beat is not there. There's no proper melody beat. Like, do you know what I mean? It was a bit quiet in the audience. You could tell people didn't know how to vibes with it. Do you know what I mean? But she gave a nice dance performance, let's be real. But I think people are just been insulting her for that. So people have been saying, she's been saying to people, like, come on, don't be abusing me, blah, 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 blah. People are saying, but you abuse people when you are a judge on the show.
Bruh.
So now, people can judge you. Not everyone's going to like your music. Not everyone's going to like what you're doing. So people can say what they want to say. But she's like, okay, just don't abuse me, basically. So
right.
I need to read up on the comments who said what, because, boy.
Must be a madness for her to do that essay.
Yeah.
It was a long
You read it?
I skim read it. I was like, wait, let me come back to this. That,
you know when there's no concrete there? It's like... You know, you waste your eyes.
You know what I mean? Just get your money and leave.
Eyes, man.
Yeah,
honestly.
For real. But
let's
start on.
Let's go on.
Today's subject is a bit like, it's a bit out there in regards to school. So basically, me and Siobhan, we've come across this story on Twitter.
Yeah.
And I've got into a couple of arguments with some people, actually, about this story. So what the schools are intending to do, public schools are intending to do, is they want to ban... students wearing designer jackets in school.
Okay.
Now, I am for it. And I think, Siobhan, you're a bit indecisive.
I'm a bit indecisive. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, I can see from both perspectives.
Right.
Like, I see the fact that, you know, with people that cannot afford these designer jackets, it puts a lot of stress on everybody, to be fair. It puts stress on the kids and also on the parents. Because that kid's going back to their parents and they're distressed. Like, why have I not got this? Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, but at the same time, it's a case of, you know, if you are a parent that is that well off and it's like, for you, Canada Goose is nothing. To some parents who have money, Canada Goose is nothing. It's like, I'm buying my kid a good quality jacket that's going to be long wearing. I don't want to buy another jacket.
That's actually a good...
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to buy another jacket for another few months because kids, they kick out things and they grow things. And
Primark jackets don't last.
I can't be, but it's the winter. Winter in England, you know, it's for months on end until May sometimes. I'm buying this jacket. I'm not going to get another jacket from me. This is the jacket I'm buying. That's it. That's my money I put down for you.
Right.
Do you get? So I can see from that perspective as well, but it's the case of bullying and stuff. Like, when you were in school, how was your experience with stuff like that? Did you have clothes like this? How did you feel?
Oh, I definitely did have designer clothes.
Yeah,
I was raised by a single mother, so I know. Even to get Wallabies, you remember Wallabies?
I remember Wallabies.
I had to cry.
Yeah.
Cry
for
them. Mm. I had to cry. And they were like 30 quid.
Yeah.
30, 40
quid.
But I had to beg my mum. I was like, Mum, please.
Oh my gosh, remember the shoes that had the letter at the sides?
No.
Or the diamante letter, like either an R or something.
Oh, my feet couldn't fit in those. That time, wide foot wasn't available.
Oh.
I don't know, for some strange reason. I've got wide feet in it, so...
I've got kind of wide feet, though.
So for, I don't know, for some reason...
Same size.
No, but you need to remember, I was 20 stones. So at the time, this is a fun fact, I was size 9. It's very weird. But when I lost weight... my feet went back down to like an 8-7.
Okay.
So, but in school, I was size 9.
Like, really?
No, wow, size 8. Wow, never, wow. Even, you remember any girl boots?
No, I don't remember those.
You don't remember any girl boots?
What's it like?
Any girl boots, they're like, I don't know whether they're fake leather, yeah, but they go round, yeah, and they're flat, and you pull the zip up. Oh, yeah. And they come in like suede. And
Yeah. I remember
round,
those.
My foot never went in there. Wow. Never went in there. What? I had big mama legs.
It's
bruh.
Not easy, man.
But yeah, no. Like, nah, it was a myth for me to get designer clothes. But you know what? Luckily for me, I never got bullied for not having designer clothes.
Yeah.
I never ever got bullied. I got bullied for being fat.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I think it's a case of like, I know that you want to remove the equation, but like, that's what one guy was arguing with me on Twitter, that, okay, you're going to remove designer clothes from the equation, but they're gonna find
things,
something to bully, and that's the point though.
That's
they will
I've
find
realized.
Something to bully
that's
you about.
Thing.
So it doesn't matter whether you keep designer
exactly
or not.
Something else will pop up, and I think with kids, it's the case of there's always gonna be something to bully about because kids have an instinct to
that's
them.
It.
The bullying is
it's
there.
It's survival of
like,
the fittest.
It's weird. It's so weird.
Yeah, for real.
Like they'll bully about something completely different. I remember, like with me, like I didn't always have designer stuff. But it was, I remember being like laughed at about certain things I would wear.
Right.
Like, we had uniform in our school.
Yeah.
So I thank God for uniform. I'm not going to lie. Because
I'm telling you.
Because even these days.
It would have been peak.
Peak. Even today when I go to work and I have to like think of clothes is long.
Right.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Having a uniform was a blessing for me.
Yeah.
And I think that's a blessing for loads of kids because everybody's the same. I mean, just have it clean and that's it. Do you get what I'm saying? And go.
Right.
But I think with my shoes, sometimes it would have been. I remember one time when I was in primary school, I wore these boots. Me and my mum went to CNA. Remember CNA?
Oh, yes. Oh,
we
my God.
All the way to West to CNA, Oxford Circus, to get me some shoes. Because my mum was like, Siobhan, you kick out your shoes. She would say, you kick it out. Every time you kick it out, And I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm just walking in.
Like, as in there's holes.
There's always holes. Like, everybody goes, why are you kicking out? And I didn't realize the stress for every minute buying shoes. So she went and bought me these proper
strong
shoes. Boots.
Right.
And when I went to school, they were laughing. They're like, these are like moon boots, babe.
Wow.
They were like, moon boots. They were laughing for time. So I was like, rah. Like, do you know what I mean? What can I do? It wasn't designer, just normal boots. Do you know what I mean? But I think in my school, it's a case of your trainers, let's keep it as Nike or Reebok or Adidas, and you'll be okay.
How would you feel about a child wearing Balenciagas or what else is there? What was the other one that they used to wear that everybody, it starts, I can't remember the designer.
What does it start with?
With an A. Is it Armani?
Armani, maybe.
You know the... I can't describe them. They're like shoes, but they're trainers and they're black and they've got like a red... I'll think of it later. But everybody had those shoes and I know they were an arm and a leg.
Is it?
Like, everybody had these shoes. If I show them to you, you'd be like, oh, those shoes.
Yeah,
like,
you
everybody...
gotta show me. Boy.
And people had Tim's in school. People had a madness in school.
Wow.
But I feel the reason why I think it's a bad idea is, psychologically, I don't think it's good for the child wearing the designer.
Mm.
And why? Because when you're given something, if you look at studies, when you're given something, when you don't have that work ethic of working hard for it, you always want to obtain things just easily. Do you understand what I'm saying? So everybody, when I was in school, I'm not even going to lie, I'm not going to point out which school or what, whether it's primary or secondary school, but when I look at, when I differentiate people that didn't have designer and people that did have designer, people that had designer, majority of them went on to a life of crime. They resorted to a life of crime because why? They want easy money. They want luxurious things.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So that's what they did. And some of them are dead and some of them are in prison.
Wow.
Now, the people that didn't wear designer are very successful. I don't know one person that used to get bullied for not having these clothes that did not make it in life. And when I mean they're successful, they literally soared.
That's
like,
amazing.
I know people that are directors, people that are lawyers, doctors, like big man professions, whereby when you were in school, you looked at them and you're like, you're not getting nowhere.
But that's the growth, isn't it? And
that's
what I like. And I think when you're right. I feel like with kids, who had that kind of luxury.
Right.
Like, it's a different mentality for those that don't.
Right.
And you can see it from young. Like, even with me, I didn't have everything. So I make sure that now I grind so I can have the most that I have. Because I didn't have... Like, back in the day, I remember back in the day, I used to make a list for my parents of everything I wanted. Gold chain.
Mad.
I wanted this jacket. Almost, new bag.
August catalog.
Gold chain. No, you list out everything. Gold chain.
Right.
This earrings.
Right.
So like a list of 25 things.
Right.
And it was a case of my parents used to look at it and be like, I can only buy one. There's only one thing I can buy.
Oh, you're lucky.
Or two. Like, and it, with the cheapest of things, it'll be like, I can't, what is this? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's when I started to realise, rah, like, I don't have money like that. Do you know what I mean?
This is the thing.
I don't have money like
that. Think about it. If your parents had given you what you
everything
wanted, do you think you'd be where you are today?
No, because not at all.
I got so frustrated. I got a job really early. I got a job at 12. I was a paper girl.
Wow, that's amazing.
I got so frustrated with my mum not being able to buy me school shoes that I said, nah, I can't deal with this anymore.
I'm done.
And I started being a paper girl, and from then I've been hustling. I used to sell Scooby-Doos in school.
Yeah,
I used to sell Coke cans in school. I've just had this hustle mentality that
exactly,
even when I'm on the ground, that's why I'm able to survive in this freelancing environment. Because even when I'm in the ground, I will fully go and get a retail job. I don't care what nobody... I'm in retail now. Like, I don't care what nobody has to say about me. Because I know I don't
want
to ever be broke.
Yeah, that's the thing.
But I know people that they came from, like, an entitled background. Mm. And they're like, I'm not going to work in Primark.
Exactly.
I'm not going to work...
And like, how
and
dare
you? You've got bare debts. You're on your overdraft.
And you're relying on your parents to keep providing for you.
That language doesn't make sense to me.
I think you're right. I think if it's a case of when you're younger, you don't have it, you'll try and grind for it more. When you don't have everything accessible, then it doesn't mean anything to you. And that's not good.
You get it?
Like when I get to my rich point, God be willing,
amen,
that I will not... My kids, they're still going to have to be ground-rooted.
Ah!
But you know what? Yeah, I get it. And the thing is, like I said, I want my kids to be doing chores and doing stuff because I am not. Because the one thing that they say that poor people make when they're rich is that they give their children everything.
Because
they're like, oh, I never had it, so I want you to have everything because I didn't have what you had.
Yeah,
so I want to make sure you have this. And they end up being so spoiled. They have no understanding of money.
They amount to nothing.
Of value.
Yeah.
Because kids don't understand money. You tell them, you ask them how much this costs, they'll tell you £2. They'll tell you 2 pence. You're asking how much your phone costs, they'll tell you £10. They don't understand money at all. Mm. So you have to educate them and to understand what money is, the value for it. Not that you say, to them, you're going to be poor.
No.
But just educate them so they know what the value of money is.
But some people will argue with you and say, look, I've had a poor background and I remember one guy was arguing with me and I totally understood where he's coming from. I've come from a poor background. I got bullied and restart what I said. I did actually get bullied briefly. It was just a small thing in primary school about my mum bought me Diodora trainers and they started singing Wizardora, you know, that that was brief because I chucked that shit.
Wait, that's what happens, isn't
but
it?
But that's life. Mm. So basically I feel like his was a bit continuous because the way he made it sound like it was throughout his school life.
Oh wow.
I never got that.
Yeah, not throughout.
It made
like
it sound
that.
Like it was throughout his school life. Like he got picked on just because he did not have designer. So his argument was, look, I have worked hard in my lifetime, if I can provide to give, if I can afford to give my child a designer jacket, what is your own? Like, nobody asks you to be on benefits that you can't afford your child a decent jacket.
Yeah.
So why should my child lack because your child can't afford... Do you know what I mean? Mm. What would you have to say to somebody like that?
The argument for that then is that if it's a case of his band altogether, then we're all neutral. Like, there's no... You can't try and say, because of I get it. You can still buy a nice, expensive quality jacket.
I know. What's
and people
wrong with
not
Nike?
Know. Do you get what I'm saying? Nike is fine.
Yeah.
Do you get
it's
it?
Under
but then again, that's designer. They'll consider that as designer, though, as well.
The jackets that I saw was Canada Goose.
Yeah.
Which is, I think they were referring to
those
Canada,
ones
those outlandish
ones.
Like, remember you were just saying before that you saw girls wearing Burberry?
Yeah.
In secondary When I think about it, at the time, I didn't see nothing wrong with it. But now, like, when I look at it, I'm like, whoa. Wow.
Yeah. I remember this girl had a Burberry. Because the thing is, it wasn't like, you couldn't tell it was Burberry. That's the thing. Only if she took it off.
Because you could see the pleats in the jacket. Burberry had a certain style that they did their jacket. Yeah. It had a collar. Mm. It didn't have a hood. And it was like pleats. And when you roll up the shoulders, the sleeve, you can see the Burberry.
Yeah.
And the girls used to do that on purpose. They used to roll up.
Yeah.
So, but when I think about it, I'm like, raw Burberry that time.
That's the thing. But remember there was like fake Burberry ones. These were white Essex girls. These were legit. Yeah. Like, I remember my friend, she had one. I was like, what?
Yeah.
But no one knew until she showed us, like, this is Burberry. And we were just like, rah, like, her family is rich.
Yeah, like, they're minted.
That's the only mentality you think as a kid, that you think, oh, yeah, her family is rich and they can afford it. I can't even dare ask a mom for that because... What a possibility! You know what I mean?
My mom used to laugh in my face. Like,
honestly.
My mom used to cackle.
Mate.
You think my laugh is bad, yeah? You need to be the originator. She's the babe. If I come and ask her for anything,
she used to laugh.
Not even them ones where, like, oh, darling, like, I can't afford it. Or she used to laugh.
Wow.
Like,
wow.
You think that you can actually
come to me with that suggestion?
The audacity. Like, literally.
Honestly.
Like, I remember one time I tried to ask my mum $5 for a ski trip. She was like, bruv. Listen, when you find that $5, give it to me, because I don't even have
that's the thing. I didn't go on those foreign holidays that people were going to, like, France and do that. I didn't get to go with any of that, because it was, I know, you just think to yourself as a kid, there's no point even asking, because there's no point. I don't care. Yeah, do you get what I'm saying? It's okay. You just start to settle with certain things.
For real.
Like, you know what? It's calm. I don't need to go. Yeah, they're going. It's calm. I can't. There's no point asking.
Let it go.
Do you know what I mean? So it's mad. You have to think to yourself, I have to put things into perspective. But obviously, as a kid, these things are, like, super important to you, because that's all you know. All you know is school and these kind of things. I think for me as a parent, like I said, we'll be rich, we'll be having that kind of money.
That's the thing, because
that's the thing.
For me, I feel like, no matter what, by God's grace, I'm going to be a very successful woman.
Amen, you will.
I'm going to have a lot of money.
Yes.
And for me, like, I feel like purchasing a Canada Goose jacket, will be like me walking into Primark. Like, it'll be nothing.
Nothing, exactly.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So, I get where they're coming from, but at the same time, when you look at the greater picture, the greater good, where are those kids? Where's my child going to end up?
Exactly.
Because I'm not being funny. When we look at these celebrities as well, and I'm sorry to bring this in, and I'm not trying to be insensitive or anything like this, a lot of celebrities' kids commit suicide.
Right,
and I'm going deep here. Think about it. They've grown up having everything they want. The moment they don't get what they want, they can't handle it. Do you know what I mean?
It's true. It's
and then they kill themselves. How many people because why? They were brought up, oh, anything you ask, you get it. So when their relationship breaks down, you know, normal stuff that happens in the world, you know what I mean? I can't for the life of me remember whose daughter it is. Is it Bob Geldof?
Was it Bob Geldof? Yeah, Peaches Geldof.
Was it her?
I think it's Peaches, her name is.
I think her relationship broke down. There's so many things and stuff like that. The depression, I'm not saying obviously people that aren't rich don't kill themselves, but you would think, like, as a normal person, you think, rah, like, you're rich, like, what?
Yeah, exactly.
Normally people kill themselves because they ain't got money and they ain't got happiness and they ain't got, you know what I mean? Like, but you have everything. Do you know what I mean?
Happening.
And you still went and killed yourself. Why?
Wow. Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
You're right. People do look at this.
Sometimes depression is the root of depression is from what your parents, how your parents raised you.
Of course.
And what they did.
What they did.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, it's mad.
Root.
It's mad.
When you look at everything that's happened.
Everything. It's the source.
It's the source. It starts from your parents.
You're 100% right. Do you know what I mean?
So when they give you, when they have that type of, like, oh, mentality, like, anything you ask, you, I get it.
Yeah.
Then boyfriend breaks up with me. What's happening?
Mm,
they don't know how to deal with it.
They have no coping. Do you understand? Yeah.
So that's where I don't want to raise my children. I don't even want to make my life sound like I had a shit life. I'm so happy the way my mom brought me up.
Exactly.
Because it taught me to grind. Yeah. Like, when I look back on it, I'm like, right, where would I be? Because there's a lot of people that have come out of uni and they're entitled. They've come from an amazing background. They're not getting work.
Exactly.
And they're already, they're in mental homes.
Wow, wow.
Do you get what I mean? Yeah. Because it's like, what? What do you mean I can't get this job?
They don't know how to cope with
but
rejection.
But the resilience.
And resilience
the
as
first
well.
Person that rejected me was my mum. So I'm used to hearing no. She's tackled. So when I go into job interviews and I hear no, I'm like, okay, next
one. That's it. But some people don't have that resilience.
They don't have that resilience.
The tenacity to say, you know what, I can still keep it moving. And like you said, when you come from a very entitled place,
privilege.
That kind of thing of hearing no or hearing now you can't get this is alien to you.
Yeah.
So it's like, you don't understand how to cope with that. Do you know what I mean? But people that don't have that, they will hear that and they will still keep moving. Like you say, we don't say that people are rich or poor. People
poor, yeah,
whatever,
yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'm saying
like,
there's a pattern.
A bit of, yeah, there's a bit more resilience. Like you said. And like you say as well, like, when you're rich, you think to yourself, why would you want to, like, end your life? And you've got this, you've got that, you've got... When people are poor, it's usually you think, oh, okay.
That's a reason, do you understand?
Yeah, poverty can kill you. But, like, when you have everything, it's like, rah, you have everything, but yet you're still not happy about certain things because you don't know what's going on in your life. It's a mad one. It's a mad one. It's
but
a
to
mad
be
one.
Honest with you, Shiv, do you not think, even if you're rich here, do you not think, like, £1,000 on a jacket...
Is a madness.
Is a madness.
This is what I'll say. I think it's a madness.
I'm not going to lie. Okay, before... Sorry to interrupt you, but before I heard about the PETA,
What's that?
So these are like an organisation that like fights for like animal rights,
Okay.
And I saw that the way the gooses were being treated in order to make a jacket. I'm not going to lie. I wanted one. I'm not going to lie. And I had links in America that could get me the jacket for like $6 and I wanted one. But then when I saw the PETA, I was like, nah, man.
It's too
the
much.
Way they put them in cages.
What do they do? My friend told me about
they literally breed you up. To kill you and take your feathers, fam. Mm-mm. And the way they do it is so inhumane. Like, obviously, I like food, innit? Like, so when it comes to me eating it, when for the greater good, if you're gonna be killed, like, for my nourishment,
then
I don't
food,
mind. But I feel like when it's something as folly as a jacket
like,
I feel
mad.
Like, what, you breeded it? Like, this, you're giving, food is different. Do you know what I mean?
That's
to sustain me.
Yeah.
But, like, but jacket that they
so
might
what,
put
they
down.
They actually kill them. They cut the shape off their feathers.
No, they kill them. They trap. And when I mean they put like hundreds in a very trapped cage. So you see like the head will be out of the cage like this. If you see the videos, it is mad. They got private footage. And the way they treat the gooses is mad. They proper beat the gooses. Like they kick them down. Yeah, they kick. They just treat them. You need to listen.
So
Google
send it to me. Send
PETA, and see how Canada goose treat their goose. Like I thought it was organic. I thought, if they die, you can shave. Oh, you can even shave them off. Bruv, these men are getting killed for a jacket, for your jacket.
That's what I'm saying.
So that put me off big time, and I thought, Rod, like, dead geese in my, like,
actual,
my jacket.
Yeah, like, actual fit. Like, it's mad, because even though, even, like, the actual, like, proper fur jacket.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
animals,
I'm against that.
I don't
feel right.
If you think about it, it's like, do I need to actually have real fur? Like,
when
faux fur is
just as good.
As good.
Yeah.
But I say that the real one is warmer, though. It says it's mad warm. It says mad warm.
Yeah, because obviously it's to protect them. That's the point of them having hair, isn't
it? Proper warm.
But what was you going to say? Sorry, before I interrupted
you. Worries. I was going to say, it's a mad thing because I always say, rah, like, you will spend how much on that?
Yeah.
But when you have, let's just say you have millions going on billions
right.
That for you is chicken change, bro. Do you get what I'm saying? Like, it's chicken change. But I will say certain things, I don't think the kind of goose, I mean, kind of goose is, like, I remember when I was going to Canada.
Right.
Someone, I can't remember who it was. Was it you? I thought it was Canada.
I was obsessed. I wanted that jacket so badly.
It's the kind of goose, bro. I was like, right, is it? Like, you used to get kind of. That's the first time I've proper heard of you. Like, you used to get kind of goose. I'm telling you. You're wrong. telling you. And I looked at the price, I thought, right, this girl wants me to break my back, boy. Oh, I'm sweating. But I think if you have, like, not even this kind of goose, yeah, if you have, like, money in your account, like,
right,
and it keeps coming in, like, non-stopping. Right. And you do invest in other things, you give to charity, you do all your stuff. And it's like, that kind of thing for you might just be chicken change, bruh. Like, you know, when we look at it now, because we don't have that money just unbelievable. I remember watching even Ja Rule one time. Some documentary, that was some documentary, isn't it? Watching Ja Rule, he was like, he was signing for a car, innit?
Right.
And he was like, and they also had a table.
What?
Like, yeah, like a proper car, like. And he was sitting at the table. Yeah. Like, always other, like, proper, like, older men, professional,
right,
like, Caucasian men, also at the table. Mm. And he was signing for the car, and he was like, my mom said, never ever spend like this. I never thought I'd spend like this in my life. Mm. The car was, like, probably, like, 200,000 K for the car. And he was like,
a house.
He was like, mate, proper a house. And he was like, you know what, I never thought I would do this, but boy, and he signed it, he bought it. He was like, I never thought I'd do this, but he had that much money, wow, whereby it was calm. Do you get what I'm saying? Wow. So I think I possibly would, but with me, like I said, money is nebulous in the sense that whoever you give money to,
right,
is what they do with it. Like, you could give money to, somebody and they go mad, they go crazy, they're now a drug addict.
I think you have to look at your child's character. You have to look at
yourself, your child's character. Yeah. Is that child going to come in here and bully up?
As in, hey.
Because some kids, they don't want to wear kind of the goose, you know. Some kids get embarrassed because some kids, depending on where they go, they might be like, I've got this designer jacket, but I don't even want to wear it to school because it's long. Because the other kids are not wearing this, so I will feel left out by wearing this because it's long for me and I want to fit in. Do you get what I'm saying? Some kids they're not even wanting to be like that. Because even TD Jake said one time that his kids were like, Dad, we don't want to live in this house. Because when he was getting money, they were like, Dad, we don't live in this house. We don't want to live in this thing. We want to be normal. Don't let us do this. Because they're like, this is embarrassing. We got bare money. Wow. We're going to school with kids that don't have what we have.
Didn't think of it that
and
way.
And it looks mad now. We're looking mad. Like, we're looking, why you got designer for? Right. We're wearing this and it looks cool. We're wearing Spider-Man jacket and it looks all right. And we're calm with that. You're wearing designer. What are you saying? Doing?
Somebody in primary school
can go either way.
That is 6 years old is vexed at the next kid wearing a Spider-Man or Batman jacket.
Do you know what I mean?
He's vexed. He doesn't even know what...
What's going on?
Kind of the goose is.
He wants that.
He doesn't know. Trust me.
You can flip on the other side where you could be coming with your designer thing, designer that. And depending on where you're going as well to school. Right. If you're going with kids that don't have that, it's like, what are you doing here? Like, what are you doing? We'll rob you or what are you
going it's true,
to
you know.
With? You have to be careful either way.
A lot of men in my school got robbed a lot.
See, for their trainers and stuff like that.
MP3s, you come
with fresh trainers, then you miss your laces. Take your laces off and give them the trainers. I'll take that. You could keep laces though. I'll take the trainers. They have to do it. How people got robbed for their trainers? They come with fresh for a start.
I even heard like one girl got robbed for her Brazilian in her head. Like they made her take it out.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
It's cool.
There was a video going around, I remember. You remember Nokia 3061?
Yeah.
6110.
That wheel-shaped one.
Yeah, like a block.
Yeah.
Thing. And that's when Happy Slapping first came out.
Coming out.
Boy, if you're under 25,
you might not know about this. Like, about Happy Slap
Live. I remember seeing a footage of, like, them actually telling her, remove the hair. Remove it. And this is when Brazilian first came in. We were transitioning from premium to
exactly Brazilian.
So imagine, like, she was proper taking out the sewing. So it's a bit of a madness.
All this kind of stuff. And it's like, it's for me when I was growing up, because I had one time where I went to year 11 and I was like, you know, I want to step up my game, like my jacket game, my bag game. I need to step it up. I don't know why, I just thought I'm coming to 16 soon. I step up my game. And I got my mom to buy me. Mom was like, oh, what extensions are you gonna wear? Because you have braids in.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got on to buy me like this human hair braid.
What?
And even she was like, this is expensive.
And it's not enough
So we did it the one time. I couldn't even do it again. Because it was I couldn't even use it again. I don't know what happened, but I couldn't even reuse it. So it was a waste of money. Girls come to me saying, oh, your hair is nice. This is a new
extension.
Thank God
for actress.
But bruv, he was like, this is expensive.
Yeah,
like,
I remember.
It was
remember.
Like about 60 something pounds.
Yeah, I remember. Was like, it was mad.
I can't. Like, wow. It's mad. Do you know what I mean?
Wow.
So that, like, thank God that your artist can do your hair for you. Because if I had to go hairdresser with you, bruv, I don't know what we would be doing. We're saving money like that at least. But you said, I'm not doing it again.
Thank God for expressions.
Mate, expressions.
Is a thing, bruv.
Mate.
That has saved my life. What? £2.50 a packet. Bruh.
Mate. Exactly. Is out here.
Yeah, I'm buying 10. I've been buying 10, bro. She said, I'll pack it in my ass. Listen. Bro, that has saved my life. Yes. I thank God. But like, to sum everything up here.
Yeah.
To sum everything up. So, big man thing, yeah. 10 years time, yeah?
Mm.
By God's grace, you're going to be married. Amen. You're going to have kids.
Amen.
What is your thoughts on not buying the jacket?
So if the rule was out, say you don't buy it.
No, like, they you went for a parents' meeting. They pitched this to you, like, okay, this is what's going to happen. What are your thoughts?
Okay.
What? How are you? You're successful. Everything you intended to do, just think of it. Don't think of it in your position now.
Even
You're successful now, but obviously you're going to be more successful in the future. Yeah. You went to a teacher-parent conference, and they're like, right, so we're gonna impose this. What are your thoughts?
So I would say, firstly, okay, it's a bit wild to do across the whole board that everyone must do this. But I said that if it's a case of kids are getting bullied, other kids, I have to think of the wider picture. If other parents are now stressed about this and kids are being bullied for this, then I will go ahead with it. Let's do it. Let's see
really?
How it goes. Yeah,
no, I'm definitely. All for it.
You would all for it. Well, yeah?
There's no deliberation. I'm all for it. I just remembered the Wizardora song and I remember the pain it brought me.
Do
like,
you know what I mean?
You know what?
It's calm.
And it was brief. I'm so lucky. Like, I didn't get bullied after that. My mum patterned up after that. She got me Reebok Classics.
That's the thing. The thing with training. All you have to do is Reebok, Adidas, and a Nike, and you're good.
You're good to go.
Even Fila, you had to be careful with back in the day. Back in the day, Fila wasn't like how it is now, guys.
It's now trendy and easy.
It's trendy and easy. Wow.
Do you remember Kappa?
Kappa. That was when trendy like that. At least he was like, oh, you got a Lisi.
Long.
Now at least he's now fashionable.
Oh, Umbro. Oh, my God.
Umbro is now fashionable.
No way. Oh, yeah.
Umbro is now fashionable.
The hippies.
Young people that wear Umbro, you know. I've seen people with Umbro in pride. Umbro is now fashionable. Deodora is even trying it now.
True.
May. What's They're that side bag? Like, people used to have that cheap side bag.
The Nike one?
Not the Nike one. It wasn't that.
Armani. I know they got bears, though.
It was the cheap ones. It was the cheap ones. What was it called again? G. What's it with a G? They had it in bright green colour. I have to show you when come off.
I can't remember.
But yeah, I would say I would go for it. Like, if you can alleviate any problems.
Yeah.
And leave it in a situation, I will go for it. Because I understand the struggle.
What if the majority of the kids do have designer jackets?
And then only a few don't have?
Yeah.
I will still say, yeah, don't.
Yeah?
Yeah, because they can get another nice jacket.
Yeah, for real.
It doesn't have to be designer. They can get another nice, even expensive, if that's the case, jacket, but not designer. But
The
main principle is you're here to be warm. You're not here to be a fashion show.
You know what? I've bought this H&M jacket, and everybody loves it. I don't know if you've seen it, the green one.
I've seen it. It's beautiful.
That cost me 50 quid.
Yeah, it's good.
And when I mean it is the warmest jacket, I've got Michael Kors jacket.
Really?
I've got designer jackets,
But
when I mean that is the warmest jacket, even though I'm supposed to be boycotting H&M because they're a little trifling advert, but that jacket is the bomb diggity.
Yeah.
Like, if you see this jacket, it's like I'm in an igloo, fam.
The bomb.
Like, it's the bomb diggity.
It's actually nice.
Like, it's so warm. My mum always cusses me when I wear it.
I need a jacket for real.
Listen, look at this blizzard outside, I am the warmest.
That's the thing. You're calm. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't mean anything. Like, if your jacket is nice and you feel comfortable in it, it's not school's not a fashion show. And if you go to school for those kind of things, I don't want to raise a kid that wants to be push up.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I've got this. I want to push up in people's face. No, that's the kind of kid I'm out here to raise because they'll get slapped. I'll just slap you if I don't do this stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? Have to take consideration, you know?
But so, just to wrap up, what is your rant for this episode, my love? Do you want me to come back?
Yeah, do yours first. Let me think.
So, my rant, is couples. I'm getting so tired,
Wow.
Of
is it?
The way he said, wow.
Come true. Listen,
I'm coming.
Yeah.
So anyways, I am tired, I'm very tired of couples, that when they break up, there are things arising. So what I mean by that, is there's things that should have been, that should have been discussed at the very beginning of the relationship, and they're cropping up later on. It really pisses me off. Like, do you guys listen when you're dating? You need to date with intention, So when you're going to date, when you're going to dates, the whole point of the date is not to have a good time. It's to investigate: is this guy for me or girl well, for me.
Good to have a good time.
Okay,
with
okay.
Me.
Listen, that's part of it. Okay, that's part okay. of it. Yeah, but I feel like people use they 100% is a good time.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
they're having sex and they're going out and that's about it. They're not actually interrogating their partner and saying, "Boom, this is how I feel. Like I don't want kids."
Yeah,
these deep questions
yeah,
here.
Yeah,
I'm African. How do you feel about traveling to Africa?
Mm,
do you know what I mean? Mm, these little things. Why are they arising 10 years into the relationship?
Wow.
Because you guys are cruising, you guys are coasting. And this is why I interrogate anyone that I'm talking, probably why I'm single.
No, no, but
like, this is why.
But you know what I could say to even be a devil's advocate for that?
Yeah.
Like, those that length of time, 5, even 10 years.
Right.
You change your mind. So
no, but this is the thing. Like, the couples I've come across here, they've been like, babe, I said this from the beginning. Like, I'm not. Like, there was one couple that, the girl was Jamaican,
yeah.
the guy was Ghanaian, yeah? This guy has been to Jamaica several times, right? From the beginning, even before they had the child, listen, I'm not putting my foot in Ghana. Like, those were her words.
That's really cheeky.
And what I hate, yeah, is when the partner feels like they can somehow change. Listen,
change,
people
yeah.
tell the truth. They
yeah.
don't lie.
Yeah.
When somebody's
especially
telling you this
men,
is not happening.
If a man tells you the truth of what's going on, you need to take heed.
This
like,
is, bro.
Honestly, take heed. And don't try and think,
don't
I'm going to try and change.
A
because
lot
it's
of
long.
Women.
It's long.
There's so many, like,
it
even.
It's long.
I don't know if you remember, I told you years ago, I went on a date with this guy, and he said to me, he's never worked a day in his life.
Yes. Wow.
He was 27. He's never worked a day in his life.
Wow.
And he doesn't intend to. And I took that on board.
Yeah.
Now, I have affiliates here, associates, that the guys tell them the same thing.
Yeah.
And they still pursue a relationship. And they call my phone 6 months later. Gee, he hasn't got a job, you know. I'm like, babe, did he not tell you the beginning? Yeah, but like,
that's
obviously
the thing.
No.
And guys don't lie about
the
these things, you know. Yeah, for
guys
real.
Guys are very honest.
Yeah,
he
they
told
can be
you, boom, I'm not
things.
Working. It's
and
not happening.
And you still sat there and smiled.
Bruh.
So, what do you want from me
it's
now?
It's like, you are not their saving grace. You
yeah,
are not the Lord
real,
God Almighty.
Real,
you
yeah.
are not Allah. You're not Muhammad. You're not Buddha. You are not a superior being. Do
no,
you know, understand what
true.
I'm saying?
It's very true.
You
yeah.
cannot change them. Only whatever faith you're in can change.
Can change, yeah.
Do you understand? So when somebody's telling you something, listen. Like, what's a non-negotiable of yours? Like, what's something that you will never change? I think for me is I'm never converting. It's not happening.
Oh, to
never.
Yeah,
it's not
that's
happening.
One for me as
don't
well.
Try and marry
yeah,
me
don't try
and,
say and
try
and
persuade
convert.
Me. It's not happening.
Yeah, yeah, same with me. I agree with that. What is something? I think there's certain things, you know. I feel like you said, like a job. Like, you can't try and say you're not going to be working for how long. It depends
right.
on not doing anything else. If you're
yeah.
doing something, if I can see you're doing something, then I'm cool. Like, I don't have to, you don't have to have a normal job paying income. But
right.
knowing that you're doing something.
What if he wants to be a grandma artist?
Grandma is at this age. But when did you? The thing is, I support.
I'm
listen, yeah.
Dead.
My ex,
she said this age.
Listen, I support. I don't get you. I support people's dreams, innit?
Right,
because
right.
I have
right.
a dream myself.
Yeah.
And I don't want people to say blah blah. But it depends. I need to see what you put out. Have you been?
Right.
Is it just now?
Yeah.
Now, 45, you want to be grandma? Is just now? What are you doing? But is it something
yeah.
you've been trying to do for a little bit?
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? I can try and move with that, but just instantly, I want to be grandma. It's like, what are you talking about?
This is the thing. Like, I remember I was watching a show and the guy suddenly wanted to be a nude model.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a black couple and I was laughing my ass off. I wish I remember the show. I would tell you to go and watch it, but I can't remember. It's in my head, but I can't remember
yeah,
what show it was.
Yeah.
The guy suddenly woke up and was like, yeah, I want to be a model. Yeah. And like, he was like, just so imagine, it's like your father, basically, your father's physique, your father's structure.
Yeah.
He wants to be a model. And big man thing, he started actually modeling, like big
wow.
man thing. But obviously the woman,
was
she's
he good?
Like, no, like, just, oh. I said your father. The man looked like your father. No disrespect to your father. He's a very handsome man. But I don't think he should be doing no food posing,
oh
yeah?
My days.
You know what I mean? I don't think he should, I don't even know where my father is, but I don't think he should be doing no nude posing. Do you understand? So anyways, yeah, the whole, obviously this woman, yeah, she's in church. She's like a big member of the church. So
yeah.
They divorced over this, you know?
Wow.
They divorced over this. This was his dream. He'd always wanted to model.
Mm.
And he was just laid out on the couch like this. And he was naked and he was like advertising male underwear.
Oh,
so they
God.
Divorced because she was like, bruv, I'm like, all the church
no,
people are going to
talk
work,
about though. He got actually bookings. That's
one
the thing.
One.
Oh, just that one booking. Bruh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, my days, man.
Yeah.
No, I get it. I get it. I feel like people.
So there's some dreams that you're like,
yeah, like, what's going on? And some guys, sometimes people can just hit you with some mad stuff, you know. You don't know where it came from. You have to just be like, whoa, what's
for
going
real?
On?
For real.
That kind of stuff could change your whole life.
Late night,
you know,
life crisis.
Maybe.
But what's your rant, babe?
I actually have a rant, actually.
Woo!
My rant is, it's kind of a political one.
Ooh.
But I'll keep it short and brief.
Ooh, ooh.
So basically, this is my rant.
Yeah.
Like, something, because I've seen a lot happens in media a lot.
Okay.
Like, something may have happened. Let's just say, right. For example, I got beaten up. Somebody beat me up.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I know where you're going with this.
Is it? Okay. Someone beat me up.
Right.
I was like, you know what? What I did was wrong. I did it wrong, but I'm going to, please don't tell nobody. I'm going to pay you £500,000 to not speak. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And then
like an no, that's not an embargo.
It's like a blackmail because I'm actually giving you the money.
There's a name for it when you pay the media not to release
information. Something like that, yeah. So I'm gonna pay you just that. I don't want you to know
about it.
Like a non-disclosure kind of thing.
Right.
I don't want to know that this has happened to I don't want to know that I slapped you.
I'm still alive,
but you probably slapped me or
it's
something.
Like Cheryl Cole on The Cleaner.
Yeah, basically all like that.
Yeah.
I will give you £500,000
right.
to not say anything.
Right.
I then say, okay, I accept your £500,000 and I take your money.
Right.
And then I change my mind, I still go and say something. I'm not for that.
Really?
If you take the money,
mm-hmm.
you be quiet. Mm-hmm. If you don't take the money, speak as long as you need to speak. Speak as much as you need to speak. But you took my £500,000.
But don't you think that's their due diligence, though?
Nah,
like,
I think you took the money,
bruv. Yeah? You see that cleaner? You see her face, bruv?
Did she take the money, though?
Yeah.
She took the money.
I think they had some out of court settlement.
No, but I was saying it to court, though.
Like, I don't know. Okay, let's just, for argument's sake, let's just say this is a cleaner, yeah?
Okay.
I'm not going to lie. If Cheryl Cole ever socked me in my face,
yeah.
I'm 100% boopsing that bitch.
Yeah, of course. 100%. Of course.
I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to tell no one.
Mm.
Yeah? And then I'm going to release the story. I'm going to milk this shit.
Bruv.
What? Cheryl Cole punched me in my face.
Well, you know what the sickest
and
thing
I must
is,
be
yeah?
nice to you.
The sickest thing is that I can still, even if I don't take the money, because I think it's my dignity. If I don't take the money, I can still get the money. I can still, the press will still pay me money.
Not as much as that.
Who knows?
Because the press can only pay you what in bills? These are thousands.
They can pay them in thousands. If the story is...
the cleaner wouldn't have got
thousands. It depends. If her story is proper and she's got the evidence, she's got the proof for it,
then,
yeah, people get
I
thousands.
Feel like they have bans. Like, if it's like proper, like, for instance, Trump and Stormy.
Yeah.
If it's that...
She's another one.
That's thousands,
well.
Yeah?
No, but it depends.
Cleaner,
though.
I really doubt that press would pay
It depends. It depends thousands. On the lawyer. It depends on her law. It depends on
that's
who she got on her
she
fans.
She wasn't really... I don't think she was too known. That's another bad thing as well.
Yeah.
When you're not knowledgeable about the system.
Yeah.
I feel like the news press would have come and bumped her. And that them kind of people, they
well,
wouldn't
have
got far.
For me, it's my dignity.
No, I don't. I have to not agree
is
with
it?
You on
don't
this
like
track.
That one.
That's... No. It's not that I don't like
it.
But we're going to agree to
disagree
on that
okay,
one. Because
cool.
me, Trump, I'm boopsing you.
Is it?
Yes.
Nah, for me, yeah.
You don't like the way she did it?
Not even that. She can, after that, if you open your mouth, you open your mouth, but you come and say, I'm taking your money. And the thing is about them, though, the most people that do this, it happens years later. So the money now is finished.
That's why Stormy came out. Yeah, Stormy's money's finished.
The money's finished, and now you want to get more money, so now you want to
expose. Yeah, that's the whole point.
But I'm not, nah, I'm not
into
that.
But this is the thing, you're saying dignity, but integrity, but, like, money's, that will
money's
make my conscience go. Like, money.
Bruh.
Yeah, like, money can, not to sound like, I'm not gold digger or nothing, but like, for me, I'm not gonna have a guilty conscience because you did the dirts to me.
But I'm not guilty. You feel
calm. You said if you get punched.
Yeah, if you slap me, I don't feel guilty because I've got the money and I don't.
That's
feel
what I'm
guilty,
saying.
So
I don't feel guilty taking scamming you.
So you want to do scam?
Oh yes.
As well?
Oh, of course.
Oh, okay, I wouldn't. For me, it's like you told me you're gonna shut your mouth. So shut your mouth. That's
we
agree.
Oh, are you worried in a sense that you could be on the other side of this?
No, not even. I have no
in
case
because obviously you're entering media and you're looking to pursue a career.
No, but I have no.
So if
no
this
case,
crops up,
it just happens. And if anyone says
if it happens to you,
if they gave me the right amount. £500,000.
No, I'm saying if you were on the other end.
No, but I don't think that would ever happen to
me. Oh, you never know.
No one knows.
God forbid. Obviously, I'm not wishing repeat that for you, yeah?
God forbid.
But you might get into a bit of an altercation.
Yeah, so if
and you punch out the girl.
If you're on the other side as well, yeah.
And you paid her, keep your mouth shut.
Same with you, like, if you're on the other side, and right. you're like, I paid you the money, $500.
You know what, I wouldn't...
How would you feel?
I wouldn't, you know what? I would be like, that is the repercussions of my actions.
Is it?
Yeah, I've punched her.
So you're going to lose $500,000.
Don't expect her to have any loyalty to me.
True.
Do you understand?
But then don't take my money, Dim.
No, but
she took £500,000 for you, and I took £500,000 for you.
Whoa, that's the this is why you must act accordingly.
True.
Do you understand? True, this is why true. You. Why is Cheryl Cole punching a cleaner?
True.
Like,
true,
do you know what I mean? There's some things true. That I'm sorry, some celebrities should not get away with.
Yeah,
Trump is a. Oh,
Trump should be in jail. Let's be real.
Listen,
he should be in 100% jail.
There's some things that I to be honest with you, Shiv, I can't even think of one person that didn't deserve to be bops.
Who?
Like, Trump. In the media.
Is it?
Yeah, he like, all these people that are paying...
He needs to be in jail, 100%.
Do you know what I mean? All these people that pay these, like, little NDAs to people that they've abused or assaulted or whatever, yeah?
Mm.
I can't think of one person that I said, oh, like, that person actually didn't deserve
there was
to be boxed.
There was one person, I remember this guy, I can't remember what happened. This was years ago, though.
Yeah.
And this older guy, I can't remember what happened, but it wasn't something that was even that... Like, right. crazy. It was quite minute. But the guy still paid him and said, oh, I don't want it to go to the press, whatever.
Right.
He then took the money. And the years later, he come back and said, and I was just like, this wasn't even necessary. You know the one where it's not even necessary? Like,
I don't know.
The money was sufficient. You could have gone and lived your life. For me,
he needed more money.
He needed more money.
Though.
That's the thing.
I would milk it. I'm sorry.
It's craving.
I might even go
man.
And stand at somebody's outside somebody's house and get punched on purpose.
Wow.
Bro, like, if you can get money from it, like, what's the issue? What's the issue? I don't know. £500,000 richer. I don't know.
£500,000.
That's a lot of money. I can buy a house.
That's what I'm saying. And they give me that money. You want to? And the thing is,
I need to come and collect
get,
more.
Listen, I'm probably getting like 10,000 more.
You need to see it from their point. PTSD.
What's that?
Post-traumatic stress disorder. Yeah.
Okay.
When you punched me, I'm now scared. Like, when I go out, I'm anxious.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? I need more money. I need to sustain myself.
Wow.
That's how you got to see
so
it.
You will see it like that.
These people don't always... Trump is just filthy. Like,
Trump is a mat. Trump should be in
as much
jail.
As much as I don't agree with Stormy yet, you don't know what she went through. And but her money's run out. She needs to...
That's it.
She needs to be topped up.
That was even with consent, bruv. That's the thing.
This is what we think, though. This is what we think, Jimmy Savile. This is what we think. Because back in the days, a lot of things ran.
Yeah.
Bill Cosby. What is Bill Cosby in jail for?
True.
Do you understand? Little drugging up drinks.
We have to question these
things. Do you know what I mean? Back in the days, there wasn't consent.
Exactly.
Do you understand?
True. Exactly.
So
that's the thing. It's mad. Because back in the day, consent wasn't even a big thing.
It was very blurred.
It was very blurred.
Because they used to see, because Bill Cosby used to say that he used to put drugs in their drink to relax them, quote-unquote relax them. That was rape.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Like, but that's the not relaxing.
It's actually crazy, but back in them days,
it was acceptable.
But then now you put in this age, it's unacceptable.
It's unacceptable.
So
it's
a mad thing. Because if it was to go to court then, they're
probably... Because for me, like, if that ever happened to me, God forbid, I'm not going to lie, I would get money.
Yeah,
I'm not
going
to lie to you.
You have to.
The trauma, like, if you've ever been through any sexual abuse,
mate.
The trauma, bruv, money will help me survive. I'm not going to lie. Like, as much as people like to say, oh, you know, these girls are coming, they're taking advantage, like the whole, you know, Bill Cosby scandal when, like, 50 women came out.
Yeah,
bruv,
loads.
Sexual abuse is something that follows you for life.
Mm,
whether you go to your job, whether you go to a marriage, even when you have kids, you always think, rah, that man actually abused me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, if I could go to my abuser and say, give me 20 grand.
Tell me about it.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
you would. So that's where I come from that point of view that, you know, that is traumatic.
Yeah.
And any amount of money will heal the wound just a bit.
Mm,
do you know what I mean? Just to get through life. But anyways, we've gone over time.
We'll continue this after we finish. Sorry, guys can't get involved.
I know, but what's your Twitter handle before we go? Instagram
so
and all that.
Siobhan, Siobhan _Watson, and that's for everything. So you can follow me on Twitter, Instagram. That's it. Yeah.
Okay, and mine is all one word. It's Gia. Tabasco. It's GIATABASCO. You can follow me on Twitter, but don't follow me on Instagram. It's quite personal.
Is it? But, I will say maybe, my Facebook. Don't follow Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook is dead. Don't follow me there.
I'm not on.
But feel free to email us. What's that email again? Do you remember it? Oh, why? I always do this. It's really bad. Like, it's really, really
UK
bad.
UK outspoken.
What? Go on. Yeah.
At gmail.com.
Yes, she said it. It's UK outspoken, all one word, at gmail.com.
So yeah, so follow us. Okay, thank you guys. Bye. Thank you. Bye.